Welcome back to Reflections, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Before I go on, let me give you the telephone number to call if you have any suggestions, any comments. It's 939-333-1010. And again, you can also comment and you can access recordings of this program on my webpage. It's Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. And take a look at it. Describes the mission, the vision of the program, and also how you become a sponsor. If you're interested in being a sponsor, take the opportunity to thank again Antilles Insurance and Empresas Caparra, San Patricio Village. What we were talking about at the end of the second segment was my experience in terms of these transitions in life with a view of as we age, as we go forward in life, is it get better or it gets worse? And, you know, the uplifting things have been that in my experience with specific moments, you know, in the late 30s and then in the early 60s, the experiences that took place and books that I read really helped me to propel, let's say, my sense of well-being emotionally, and to look forward and to organize my life. As in our firm, we had a retirement age of 67 for capital partners, which meant that we, at that age, we could no longer continue as a capital member. But most of the, about 95%, have, you know, continue in one role or another with the firm at different levels. Some wind down, some continue just as active and are still just as active as they were at 67. But I made a decision and worked for about 5 or 8 years towards that in the early 60s. Towards the 67, that at that moment I was going to retire. I was not going to practice actively corporate law and compete with my firm, or if I did, you know, continue in the legal practice. And I considered whether, you know, the charitable organizations or business organizations, or maybe not too seriously government, but I even thought about that. And basically came up, you know, thinking of my past, what I enjoyed the most, and some courses I had taken on negotiations and on mediation. I wanted to be involved in facilitating and mediating and helping people deal with conflict. And so I became my goal was to become, which is what I did at 67, a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts. And you can access, I have a webpage on my, you know, consulting services. And, you know, it's under CPRC, JRG, CPRC, JRG, my initials. CPRC is Consultant Prevention Resolution of Conflicts.com. And there you can, you know, get my bio and the services I provide and seminars and things I give. I rarely have mentioned this across talked about these two aspects of my web pages and Jose Tuya. I also put together a revised version of that web page, and so take a look at that, and you know, if we can be of any help. I'm one of those few people who kind of likes conflicts. I find it a challenge and gets a great deal of satisfaction in helping people reach solutions that are acceptable to both and to manage conflicts, which is absolutely critical, of course, for our well-being. This book, Younger Next Year, which I mentioned and which I highly recommend. You know, exercise, we don't, any one of these things, you know, takes a program just to describe it, but exercise is what, from their point of view, is number one, and basically exercise every day and cardiovascular, and then 2 days strength exercise, and as you know, that's always been super important in my life, and I do cross training. My sister Chrissy recommended many years ago to do cross training. So, as you know, I do triathlons. I swim and I bicycle and I run, and of course work in the farm with the machete. So I do a lot of hiking and trekking through our farm, which has quite a bit of trails, probably around about 10 miles of trails that we're always working on, opening new ones and just maintaining the old ones. So every day there's some kind of exercise. I usually do in the morning. When you leave it for the afternoon, I find that too often time goes by and I'm not able to do it, or I just don't feel up to it. I'd like to do it early in the morning. I'm an early morning person. So exercise is the first thing that this book recommends, and every single article for our well-being calls for exercise. And then the second one is nutritional, and we discuss quite a few times. And the only, we all know what we have to do, at least at what now the medical people tell us to do, because things have changed over time. But what we have to do, and some things like change. For example, now we're down to one drink a day instead of two. So there's some basic changes, but low salt, keep the red meats down as much as possible, more food and fruit and vegetables, and also nutritionally, that's the second thing. And the third is commitment, which is not that's one word, but basically it's for care and for conviction and to get involved with where your relationships are, the your interpersonal relationships, your family relationships, and with things that you're passionate about, whether it's a hobby or your work or politics or religion or a combination of things, but just to be committed and enthusiastic and passionate about things and involvement. Those are the three things that is in Younger next year. And the idea in terms of the book is that instead of slowly a downward graph or line that goes to about 8 years, 7 years less than you can achieve by being taking care of yourself, that if you do these things, you have a little bit of a blip going up and feel younger, and then you're kind of stable for most of your life. The reduction in the quality of life will be slower, and then as you reach whatever your age of death is, then the drop will be more steeper. A book that I continue to look at, and there's been Peter Attia is the new guru on that kind of thing, a little bit more scientific, but it's basically the same thing. And that was in terms of experiences, now at 81. One of the things is continue to learn and continue to exercise your mind. Have programs like this that every week challenge me to come up with and analyze and come up with new things that I'm learning about and sharing with all of you. But one of the things I took on this year was a recommendation on a group called the Art of Living organization, and they had a retreat. I've talked about it in some programs, one or two programs in the past. But it was a retreat in Boone, North Carolina, and the retreat was called Stepping in the Silence. So about 3 out of the 5 days, complete silence. You know, no TV, no reading, newspapers, and of course, not communicating with anyone. And so just introspection, getting into reflecting to yourself, and just quietness. And then I picked up yoga, which I had never done, and now doing, you know, once or twice a week, meditation and deep breathing exercises. I do the breathing exercises and the meditation just before going to bed. Almost all the articles say, you know, you should get out of the TV and from your cellular and start relaxing. Half hour, 45 minutes, longer the better before you go to bed. And what I do is I do this breathing exercise, which is about 20 minutes. And then when I go to bed, I already have everything organized. So immediately after the breathing exercise, I'm right into bed. I'm already in my pajamas. I've already, you know, hooked up my cellular, you know, et cetera. And then in bed, I do the meditation. Which I've worked on different ways, but the one I find as best for me is I kind of tense different parts of my body, starting with my scalp, and count, and then go in my forehead, and then the back of my head, and then my nose and my mouth, my cheeks, my neck, and I just go all the way down to the toes, and quite often. Most of the time, I don't get down to my toes. I fall asleep. So it has been a boon from Boone, New Hampshire. It has been a boon, to take on these things. And also that program was pure, was no alcohol, and it was all vegetarian. So it's also, you know, a lot more yogurt and seeds and a lot more fruit and vegetables than I've had before. And I'm eating much, much less meat than I used to, so and less alcohol. So that was at 81 another kind of transition thing as I go through in terms of my experiences in preparing for the presentation at San Juan Rotary. I was looking for this book Passages in Taipei Behavior. Younger Next Year I had, because I discussed that in a couple of presentations, in fact, in this program and recently. But looking for that, and I didn't find those two books, Type A Behavior and Passages. But I did pick up a book. I said, I don't remember this one. It's called The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. Let me see what year, 1994. I read it, you know, maybe 76 years ago. So it's, but I found in the introduction, basically a paragraph that I think is so relevant to what we've been discussing. And let me read it. And it's on page 2, the introduction to this book on the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And it says, there are many aspects of success. Material wealth is only one component. Moreover, success is a journey, not a destination. Material abundance, in all its expressions, happens to be one of those things that makes the journey more enjoyable. But success also includes good health, energy, and enthusiasm for life, fulfilling relationships, creative freedom, emotional and psychological stability, a sense of well-being, and peace of mind. And I kind of think, you know, as you read all these different books and all these articles and to have all these discussions with people and podcasts and on, you know, what was in the subconscious that came up with my definition of well-being, and I think, you know, I look at this at last sense, in a sense of well-being and peace of mind, and so, you know, when I have that, the definition of well-being, you know, you're living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace, you know, it jives with Deepak Chopra in his book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. So, program's coming to an end. I think that, you know, for Thanksgiving, that's, you know, this world of improvement as age goes by, being grateful, you know, comes around. And I find that thought that as we age, and as we balance the pros and cons of life, this idea that our emotional well-being, our stability, our ability to deal with issues from a more stable emotional point of view is so critical for our well-being, and that we achieve that as we age. And if you're young, you're out there and you're in your 20s, well, emotional stability and taking things in stride, it can be done at any age. Sometimes we say some young people are son como unos viejitos, which means that they're mature and they don't lose their cool. So keep cool. Be grateful. Be grateful every day. Take care. Look forward to having you next week. George Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.